Hello, podcast fans. Adam Carolla here. I'm leading the fight against patent trolls who are threatening this medium. It's not about me. It's about the podcast you're listening to right now. If I go down, this show could be next. Visit fundanything.com/patent troll for more information on how you can keep podcasting alive. Thank you and mahalo.
I'm a working man. I gotta pay my bills.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Oh, look at me! The millionaire who goes to see doctors!
You should just smile and follow me!
You filthy animal.
What is this, a parade?
The game is cold, but it's crazy.
And don't you ever forget, you're free to do what we tell you.
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
The only thing I think of when I think of my kids growing up in this country, if they say, Dad, what do we have left that's American owned? And I say, son, I mean, there's not much to choose from, but that's what we have Pabst Blue Ribbon for.
Child, please.
Back in the saddle again, Alex and Kurt, and pass the gravy. What's going on?
What's going on, buddy?
You know, it's weird not doing the podcast in Austin again. I kind of enjoyed that, and now we're not in the same room, and I feel kind of like a part of me is missing.
Me too. just feel disconnected and not a complete person.
Good thing we got those friendship bracelets.
No, we got the little necklace that's half a heart, and I have one, and you have the other one.
And it says best and friends on one. I have forever. Best, because I like the best part.
Mine says four, yours says ever.
Oh, it does? I forgot. Obviously, we wear them so much. Well, you know what? You know who needs to get a best friends bracelet is probably Roger Goodell and Ray Rice.
Boy, did Roger Goodell drop the ball on that shit.
We were literally just talking about this with Sal last week, and that was before
the video.
Video, and I've never seen a bombshell like that. Like a video that showed us what we already knew happened. But because we got the video out, then we have to change the whole
thing. Well, here's the thing, is like, if you hear the term knockout is so loosely used. Like, you see knockouts on, like, TV, like, there's fucking 50 greatest knockout hits, so everyone's, like, it's kind of desensitized.
Yeah.
Because everyone's used to seeing it, but those are professional athletes doing it. And then, like, if you hear the word Ray Rice knocks out his girlfriend, like, oh, that's a normal thing. Like, you see that on TV every day, but when you see, like, just her body go limp, that video is so brutal. Like, when you see it, it brings it to, like, real life.
My argument again is not for what he did, because I don't at all condone that. But we knew he knocked her out. Was there any doubt that he fucking hit her and knocked her out when we first saw the video of him coming out of the elevator before we got the actual inside elevator video?
No, but you saw the actual act. And how brutal it was, and you're like, holy shit, like, it brings that whole thing to, like, life, like, oh man, that was a fucking, because he fucking got her good. That was a solid punch.
So what you're saying, though, just by this logic, and the NFL's logic so far, is that, like, if we just talk about a dude hitting his wife, and, like, there's nothing that, like, we have physical evidence or video of it, it's cool, like, go ahead, hit your wife, that's cool, we'll talk about it. We'll give you a couple games, but
that's not what I'm saying at all.
No, but I'm saying this is like what the NFL makes me feel like their logic is like. But if we got a video of it, then whoa, that's wrong, buddy.
No, the NFL cares about dollar signs, and like one of our superstars is gonna be like, let's try to make this shit go under the rug. Because Goodell said he didn't see the video or never got to the NFL organization, but you fucking know. The NFL is one of the most powerful organizations in America.
Yeah, we've already had sources say, I think a police department said that they offered them the video and the NFL declined. And then TMZ said TMZ talked to the Atlantic City Hotel that the whole incident happened in. And they said they offered the NFL video, or the NFL didn't ask for it. So that was their movement, or their call.
No, they said that they did send it. And the NFL's like, we never, at, or they never sent it. So there's that kind of, you know, but I mean, what the NFL is the only one with something to lose. The casino doesn't have anything to lose.
Right.
It's not the casino's fault. So why would they be like, yeah, we didn't send the videotape. They're lying, or they're being right.
I just don't understand how this is such like a tough topic to talk about because it makes it seem like you're condoning domestic violence, which neither one of us is. But
no, I'm condoning the NFL for not being fucking.
That's the hard thing to like argue. It's like a black white argument. Like you don't want to seem racist, but you got to make your case without like I don't know. I'm a very neutral party in this. I agree that he should have been penalized for it, and I don't think that he should have hit her at all. But...
Sorry, they're having a Roman candle war outside.
Oh. We're actually Curtis is in Baghdad.
My neighbor got laid off, and he has a bunch of Roman candles, so he's been outside drinking beer, shooting them off
with Syrian rebels. No, but
Islamics.
But what I was saying is I think that Ray Rice got the 2-game suspension. Roger Goodell allegedly didn't see the video and gave him a 2-game suspension. That's the ruling to me. That is final decision. That's what happens. You gave him 2 games. You might have fucked up. He came out and he said that he should have given him more. He made it a 6-game mandatory suspension in the future. But he fucked up. That's all. Like he should have said, I fucked up, dude. I should have only suspended him 2 games. But then, well, we did see this video and now you're suspended indefinitely. And then the Ravens.
What does that term even mean?
Until I say not. Until I say so. That's pretty much what
so
it means.
So, like, go to the corner until I tell you you can come out of the corner?
Yeah. That's basically saying, like, you're out of here until this whole thing has gotten swept under the rug. It happened with Michael Vick, and I think it happened with Pac-Man Jones prior.
Well, Michael Vick went to fucking jail.
Yeah, he was out
and
indefinitely.
He lost all of his fucking money. He lost all his endorsements. But has Ray Rice, is he going to jail?
No. I think he went to jail for a night, and then his wife forgave him. Why can't we forgive him?
Here's why his wife forgave him is because not only did she get punched in the face, but she also lost all her money too, or she's going to lose money on this. So instead of her getting punched in the face, she was like, no, I'm fine so I can, you know, get money. I don't know if this is what happened, but it's kind of funny. It's like now she just gets punched in the face and she gets nothing.
Everybody's talking about her only being with him and staying with him because she can divorce him and get half of what it is. And I understand that. Like, I get that, but they were dating before he was an NFL player, when he was playing in college, and I don't think anybody expected him to be as good in the NFL as he turned out to be. So it wasn't like she was going to be a gold digger that was standing out. She loved him. They liked each other. They were together. She's forgiven him. I don't think that they have a conventional relationship, obviously. I honestly think he's probably hit her before. Like, she's
probably hit him, too.
Right. I don't know. We don't know. But
if you, I mean, I don't know. If you watch the video, she starts walking towards him, and then he fucking because he slaps her or something.
Yeah, he slapped her, and then he just decks her in the elevator later on.
Well, he's standing back, and she starts coming towards him, and then he just like a boxer in the corner just throws a knockout blow.
Gosh,
a surprise
punch. He took her out.
She was not ready for that punch. She was not ready.
She needed some smelling salts.
Her hands were down below by her side. She was not ready to take a devastating blow like that.
I just don't understand that, like, now it's – he got punished twice for the same thing. And that's really what it comes down to. He got – he hit her
– I wouldn't say he got punished twice.
That incident happened once, and he's gotten multiple punishments. Or they've changed his punishments, which I don't think is necessarily fair. I think he should have been stuck with the 2-game suspension. The Ravens could still cut him. That's their decision as an organization. But I think it should be a 2-game suspension still.
You think it should be a 2-game suspension?
Because that was the original ruling. I don't agree with the original ruling, but that was the original ruling. If you're found not guilty, you're found not guilty.
Here's why I got suspended indefinitely. It's because the NFL's saving their own ass.
Groups and every person that bitched on social media and all that and all the press was, you're a horrible person. He's like, well, I got to do something. Okay.
Well, do you think the breast cancer awareness is going to pull their sponsorship?
No, they're fucking not. No, they're not. And yeah, and then the NFL is going to only care about women in October. Don't worry, because they can make a fuck ton of money selling pink shit. Speaking of domestic violence and an NFL player, I guess that's a theme right now that they've got going this year, the year of the domestic violence. Greg Hardy, the Panthers defensive lineman, apparently choked his girlfriend and threw her into a bathtub and against a wall and against a futon. And now my first thing I take away from that is...
Sounds like what happens when I try to give my dog a bath.
You just strangle your dog?
I throw her in the bathtub after a light tussle.
Tussle around the neck, maybe?
Tussle around.
Well, my first thought when reading what he did was he threw into a futon, okay? Like, you're an NFL millionaire athlete. What the fuck are you doing with a futon, bro?
Every guy makes this mistake of the futon.
You had a futon, right?
Oh, my God. I had a futon for 3 years, and it was the worst. Like, I had it when I was in high school, and my mom, who was buying it for me, was like, you can either have a bed, like, we're picking out your furniture for the next, you know, five till you leave. And I was like, all right. And then I had this awesome bed lined up, and then a corner of my eye, I saw a futon. And I was like, oh, what is that? Never seen that before. I want that. It's a bed and a couch. I got my friends over.
Best of both worlds.
You can sit on the couch at nighttime. I could turn it to a sleeping apparatus. I'm in. I'm sold.
All right, now my next question is...
Fucking worst mistake.
My next question is, how often do you transform it from a bed to a couch?
You do it for the first week, and then you just leave it as a bed because you realize you can sit on the bed like a couch.
Yeah, I wouldn't want anybody else to sit on my bed ever.
Have dirty butts on your bed.
They're like, no, it's just the couch part. You're like, I still sleep on that part. Of farts and ass.
Only half this couch smells like dick. The other half does not.
No, because the other half
it smells like sweaty backs.
Yeah.
Sweaty backs, and the other half is dicks. Sweaty dicks.
That does not even sound like a good combination.
Oh, and everyone gets drawn in because of the versatility that it presents, but then you realize, like, everyone's had, no one's ever had, like, a good experience with a futon. I had a futon for 3 years of my life story. And they realized how dumb they were, but they couldn't get out of that futon funk. It's always the worst time of your life. I think when guys go through rough times, they fall into the futon funk.
You have a depression.
They're sleeping on futons. They have no money. You have no money. You're just in a shitty, funk. The futon funk. It's a new thing.
Going through a depression, and you're like, I don't want to buy a fucking couch and a bed, but if I buy this one thing, it's the combination of both. And I mean, honestly, you know, this seems like I'm
sleeping
killing two
on a
birds.
Futon.
Yeah.
It's the... studio apartment college mistake.
I feel like it's not a mistake if you're
in
college.
Have you ever had a futon?
No, I've never had one. But it's not a mistake, I don't think, if you're in college, because I knew a bunch of people in college that had futons, or at one point had futons. But like, if you're an NFL athlete, you shouldn't own a futon.
Unless it's to make your wife that you hate sleep on.
It's to use as a turnbuckle for your wife.
It's a mental warfare.
Yeah.
Mental warfare? Is that a thing?
I guess
you're not, so. You're not sleeping in the bed. You're sleeping on the futon.
It's a form of terrorism, I think. Mental warfare.
I'm sorry to break this to you, but every guy goes through a futon funk, so it hasn't happened to you yet, so it's going to happen one day.
I'm not really looking forward to that day, then. I guess I'm going to have a midlife
no,
crisis.
No one is. Yeah,
well,
yours will look like a Corvette.
I would totally get a car bed if I could. As long as it would have a radio. You're not
no.
a big fan of car beds?
No?
But you could put any kind of car bed. Like, it's a fucking sweet car bed.
My car bed would be like a fucking Chevy S10 car bed.
I'd want an RV just because, like, you'd have all of the room. I'd have, like, a kitchen in my bedroom and everything.
It'd be a first of its kind. It'd be a car bunk bed.
Just
a minivan.
Yeah.
It's a Honda Odyssey car bed.
That'd be the
and then you could upgrade
bed.
To like an Escalade car bed.
Once you made some cash, you know, your career was going down the right track.
Upgraded Escalade car bed.
Maybe I'll get some rims, you know? Well, you know who probably doesn't have a lot of rims is ISIS. Those fuckers.
ISIS.
I don't really, we've got a lot of guys. Nicknames for them. ISIS, ISIL. I don't know what else they are, so maybe not so many nicknames.
IS, just the Islamic State of Islam. It's kind of redundant.
Is that what it stands for?
I don't know, but it'd be funny if it... We're ISIS. The Islamic State of Islam.
All I know is that...
That we're state.
That Archer in the TV show was working for ISIS. International Secret... Or International Spy... Something... Service or some shit.
Intelligence service.
Yeah, that would be it. But a secret intelligence service or some shit like that. But yeah, that was the real ISIS to me. So these guys are going to really have a lot to do to live up to it. But I hope they don't do shit. I hope they don't.
When they first started out, you were just like, whatever happened to Hamas? I thought Hamas was the big
guy. Yeah, is it the same thing? Are they buddies?
I don't know. Do they hang out on the playground together?
This is what's good about us talking politics on this podcast, because clearly neither one of us knows what the fuck is going on. So we seem like the We seem like the perfect guys to just be like breaking it down.
Do they have a nice Syrian picnic every week, every Sunday? They meet in Syria
when they're killing our ambassadors. Have a picnic.
It's horrible. I mean, they took over a few countries or parts of countries. Like, this is now this country. This is now the Islamic State. That's pretty scary. Like, no one, you haven't seen that in a while. Like, all right, this is a new thing. This now we have to recognize this state as a new country.
It's just such a weird thing where they have people that are militant against us, but they don't really give a fuck if they get killed. And, like, they're not going to use traditional, like, warfare with like guns and sending troops in and shit like that. We're really good at fucking up terrorists for a period of time. Like, oh hey, you did September 11th well. We're gonna bomb the fuck out of Afghanistan, and we're about to do these airstrikes.
You can't
there, and we're gonna fuck their shit up. But like, we can't like break them. Like, no matter what we do to them over there, they're still gonna be pissed off and coming after us just because they're a bunch of cunts that can't get over that we're better than them.
Getting rid of terrorism would be like getting rid of like a conservative or a liberal party. It's an idea. You can't like erase an idea off the planet of the earth.
And that's what they think.
Like,
they think
if you get rid of a terrorist, there's going to be another one.
Well, they're
they're just trying to like contain it and make less of them.
But their thought make about us terrorists. Is that if they kill us, they should kill all of us and wipe us all out because non-Muslims or Islams. I don't know. That's what I'm getting from this. So if we could get a political scientist to come break this down, that'd be great. Perhaps someone that knows what they're talking about.
Their way. They just hate the Western world for whatever their reason is, and they're like, they all have to die. Which I don't understand why. Whatever it is, but I guess it's the same. Like, it's two different point of views that are very different. And they're just trying to wipe each other out.
Just ISIS makes Islam seem like a really asshole religion, if you think about it.
And it's not. Like, all the Islamic people are like, this is not what we're about. This is insane. But yet, they don't get any attention. The only thing that gets attention is violence. And so people have this vision of Islam as being all this crazy, radical religion, and it's truly not.
Well, at all. I mean, there's extremists in every single religion. Like, you've got.
I mean, look at Westboro Baptist Church.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was about to mention. Westboro Baptist
Church. Those assholes,
extremist
like
Christians that are fucking cunts, but they're not blowing shit up. You know, they're protesting stuff, which is
but they
not
get
the
so much
PR, but it's not murder.
They do it so people fuck them up and they sue them. That's how they make money. That's a known thing. They just do it to where they can fuck people like fuck you and hit someone and boom, there's a fucking settlement case.
Would you rather somebody like worry about somebody suing you or worry about somebody blowing your shit up though?
Oh, I'm not saying would I rather. This isn't a would you rather. It's
well, if it was
fucking what happens, I would not like to get blown up or my head cut off on national TV.
Yeah, we don't. I don't think we need to be talking about this because I feel like we're not adding anything to anyone listening to this. They're like, yeah, I know what's going on. Leave me alone. You guys have no. Like, we're probably wrong too about what.
I know more than you.
I'm going to turn this off in 3, 2, 1. Why don't we talk about more important things? And I mean, I feel like we're well known for our coverage of combat dolphins, wouldn't you say? The masses come here to hear about combat dolphins because we've been on that story since the beginning. Maybe not as cool as combat dolphins, but maybe cooler are space sex geckos.
And, what are space sex geckos?
Well, Russia apparently is sending them up there to see, I guess, about reproduction in space, as in, like, maybe we're going to be able to live in space one day, and we got to find out how we're going to procreate. So they sent these lizards up there, these geckos. Unfortunately, they all died.
Space lizards.
Yeah, it sounds like a bad parody movie, doesn't it? Like a sequel to Spaceballs. Space geckos.
Space geckos. Do their tails regenerate? Do they pull the tail? I bet one of them pulled the tail off just to see if it would grow back.
Do you think, like, during sex, that's, like, you know, something that geckos are into? It's like, pull that tail. Yeah, I'll use it as a whip because it'll grow right back.
I think you need gravity to have good, like, to do sex. Gravity.
If you gave me an opportunity to have sex in zero gravity, I would totally take it, though.
Oh, anyone would, because it's something different, like, it's a whole new thing. But, like, think about it. Like, you need gravity. You need, you know, you, like, if you're just floating, it's like trying to, like, catch a balloon. Catch, like, a balloon that has helium in it that's floating away. It's like, you can pull in, but when you push out, it can keep going forever, and you never see her again.
Yeah, and she's just, but if you're in a space shuttle, though, for you. If you're in a, yeah, I guess it's good and bad, depending on who it is. I mean, if it's a Nancy Grace, I'm gonna, you know, I don't want to, but I'm in the space station alone or whatever, you know. So you gotta get your jollies. If you do that, then you just push her right out into the space or into the atmosphere or whatever the fuck it's called, and she floats off like George Clooney in Gravity.
Oh, spoiler alert!
Yeah, I guess, but I mean, we all knew Sandra Bullock was in the whole movie, anyways. Have you seen it?
I just watched. Who's that fat, overweight actress who's like the Danny McBride of women? You know who I'm talking about? She's overweight.
Rebel
she started
Wilson?
To be in a lot of movies.
Rebel Wilson?
I don't. Is that her name? She's large and she has a foul mouth and
large
she's kind of snarky charge. And she says crazy things. Yeah.
Was she in
but
that?
She was in a like a buddy buddy cop movie with Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, that what is that? That singing movie, Pitch Perfect. She was in that, right?
And she was in Bridesmaids.
Yeah. Okay, Emma.
That woman.
Is Rebel Wilson in Bridesmaids.
The name Rebel.
Emma doesn't know. Well, we'll assume it. I know Rebel Wilson's a fat actress that's funny, so we'll go with that.
She's funny, but like she's that. Danny, she's starting to get really popular. She's like the Danny McBride of women, just that asshole who will say anything, but she's a woman, so it's like perfect for like a female, you know, like a funny female cop role.
Yeah, well,
that,
and
like doesn't play by the rules.
I'm really happy about the way she's going, like picking action.
She's hilarious
jobs, though, because she's not just in movies because she's the fat chick. And then a lot of times I feel like people try and be like, well, he's the fat guy, but he's fat and he's funny, so we'll throw him in there. And I think, like, yeah, she's overweight, but she's not just cast to be, like, the overweight person.
So she has a good personality, and, like, she is funny.
She's got a good personality.
But
you know?
I saw that.
Have you hung out?
I like the way she can make me laugh.
I like how she represents herself. I just like that she doesn't beat women, honestly. Like, I'm glad that she doesn't go to Atlantic City and hit people in elevators.
But she does one of those things where, like, if she does anything, like, running-wise, she gets tired and it's funny. Which I don't like. The whole fat logic.
Like, I like fat jokes thrown in there. It's funny when you have a funny person that's also fat and you can pepper in fat jokes and be like, oh, I am out of shit.
And it's even better whenever they are funnier than you are and just belittle you to, like, know, like come up with snarky shit about and cut you down as a person rather than the way you look.
Well, speaking of cutting down as a person, I feel like I need to kind of cut myself down as a person and talk to you about my problem that I have.
I know about your problem.
I don't know why I can't watch football games without losing my shit and breaking stuff.
Let me tell you a story about the first time we hung out. We were probably 14 or 15. Alex Milton.
Was it Giants Eagles?
I came over to watch a Giants game.
Giants Eagles. I remember that game. We came back and won.
Yeah.
But it was awful before.
I didn't remember the details of the game. Jesus Christ. But I was just sitting there. He had this little coffee table with all these snacks and trinkets on it that his mom prepared for us. And someone does something not even that major of a thing in the game, and he flips the table. Let me remind you, this is the first time we ever hung out outside of class, and he started acting like a maniac, flipping shit. And but the best part about it was is whenever, after a few minutes, he fixed the table and started slowly putting pieces back together.
I know. I always, like, I do it, and it's just, like, a fit of rage, and I'm like, what the fuck was I thinking? Like,
it's like when you throw a video game controller, because I know you do that too.
I just did, dude. Like, oh, all right, that's another thing.
Moment of realization.
I'm totally calling myself up. There's nothing normal about what it is. I don't know why it happens. But, like, yeah, jumping into the video game one. Yeah, Madden 15 is fucking like it wants us to be a real NFL player to be able to play that game. And you can't play a game without throwing 35 interceptions. And I lost my shit yesterday and broke a controller. But, like, it's the worst thing in the world because Xbox charges you, like, $75 for a controller. So you know they want you to break them. That's probably why they make the game so hard to do. So you have to buy 5,000 controllers and they make $1,000 a person. Going from that logic.
Not everyone throws a controller, though.
Only fucking weird people like me. But, no, I the Giants game against the Lions this week, or last week, since this was airing on Monday. Monday Night Football, I was... You know, they were losing, they were getting blown out, and I was just keeping it together. I was pissed, and I was, like, upset and grunting under my breath and saying things. But then, fucking just, there's always, like, one point that I just can't take anymore. I fucking smashed my remote, wasted that, and I'm just glad that
I... what does your girlfriend do? Does she hide in the corner and cry?
No, she doesn't. I wasn't, like, being not... mean to her. She was... She's really good about not getting pissed at me, because I've had girlfriends, and, like, you should be pissed at me. I'm fucking stupid for doing that. But, like, she just kind of, like, sticks to her computer and just ignores it and doesn't mention anything and just waits for me to get over it, because she's a fucking winner. That's how you know you picked a good
she's
one,
the
Kurt.
Winner.
They let you break shit, and they don't lose their shit on you, because as long as I don't break her shit, I guess.
Or break shit on her.
Yeah, I don't, yeah. No domestic violence in this
house. You don't
house.
Throw the controller at her.
Dude, seriously, though. It's like, with the Giants, like, I don't know what happened. It just, like, I was pissed, and then all of a sudden, fucking smashed it, and I was like, why did I do that? And immediately you regret it, and you're like, dude, come on.
It's that moment of realization, like, oh, fuck. And just, with anything you do.
And then, like,
when
there's times
you overreact, you're just like...
But do you ever get so mad you're like, I just want to break something right now? Like, you might not act on it, but you just want to fucking break shit.
No.
I don't know what that urge is me, man, but fuck me,
it's
right?
It's called not growing out of a childhood phase.
It might be, but fucking
maybe it's white guilt.
Is it white guilt? I've been feeling extremely guilty lately. I was like, you know, with all of this Ferguson happening, well, who am I? Who am I really, you know? Who
what
am
a
I
bad thing to happen in such a, like, the name of that town is White Ferguson. Huh. Like, that's such, like, a, like...
Mr. Bad, Ferguson.
Like, I don't know where I was going with that.
Well, it seemed like you thought
derailed.
You thought it out, and then, like, you just didn't... You didn't go... Like, it went off an edge at some point, and you just never picked it back up. And you're like, I'm going to try it.
I just felt it, and it just went down the drain.
Hey, well, you know, we're all about honesty and being open here. And, you know, I'm going to talk about my problems with with breaking shit and watching football. And
have you ever, hold on, have you ever dropped a phone in a toilet?
No, but you've dropped a phone in the toilet twice.
Within 24 hours of that, like one, and then I dropped, and I was completely sober both times. I dropped one, and I was at an ice cream shop, and then there was pee in the toilet, so I pulled it out, and I guess I switched my SIM card, and I let it dry for a few weeks, and then the other one just completely, like, just unsalvageable. So I had to go back to the one that I originally dropped in, and it smelled like piss, so I had a piss phone for, like, 4 months. Just smelled like piss.
Was it weird, like, putting your face on it to talk?
Yes. Just it smelled like piss.
Like, somebody was lit. It was like somebody was pissing on you every time.
So, it was like if you dunk your hand in a rank piss and then put it in next to your face, that's what it was like, talking on the phone. And this was before texting. This is before texting started being big.
That's no good. Yeah, I remember I was with you, I think, the second time you dropped it. And you, like, were like, man, I don't know why it still works. And immediately got back on the phone and called somebody or tried to call someone. I was like, dude, you just pissed on that, and now, like, you're putting it on your face. But, yeah, I don't
know. No regrets, man. Can't have any regrets.
No
regrets. You gotta be dirty from time to time.
Thug life. You tell me. You
tell my headphones are actually out.
You tell me before the podcast began that you were on a streak.
So what is the definite? How many times in a row do you have to do something before it becomes a streak?
I would say like one is just like a first occurrence. Two, I wouldn't call a streak because it's like you can do something twice that just like.
Three is the beginning of something great.
I think three is when you start a streak.
I think five.
Five is a solid.
You
start
a streak at
there's
three?
No doubt that's. I would start it at three.
Well, then I've had a solid streak. I had six of these in a row. Six in a row. Scubby. And I learned last night the proper term for this is clean break. I had six clean breaks in a row.
Clean break.
And it's where you shit and you don't have to wipe. I had six in a row. Like, I didn't just, like, not wipe and go about my business. I wiped and there was nothing. And then I did a second. You do a second, like a safety check on a wipe.
Just yeah, you always throw a safety wipe in there. Always.
So I had six. A wipe and a safety wipe. Six in a row. Streak ended today, moments ago.
Oh, dude. How did you feel? Like, was there a strategy going into this, like, after you saw it going? Was it like a no-hitter
no,
in baseball?
It just took,
like, you don't talk shit. About it? You don't want to talk about it because, like, you don't want to ruin it?
I didn't talk about it until four. And then the next two happened, and I was like, what is happening?
Well,
but I also have to say it happened probably because I didn't shit for 4 days.
Do you know why you didn't shit for 4 days? Was your diet different?
No. I was on some medication, or I was on some, like, antibiotics.
You're fucked up,
and,
too.
Huh.
Is it feeling better now?
Yeah.
You got to go to the dentist, didn't you?
I'm better. Not yet. I had to get health insurance first.
Do you have to have the insurance for
then,
a certain amount of time?
I don't think so. I hope not.
Oh, I didn't know. Well,
I didn't read the fine print. I was in pain. I was like, I need insurance. Give it to me. I'll do whatever it takes.
They're also getting the right to your firstborn child when you signed that without reading the fine print. Fuck it. I didn't want to have an abortion. That's a lot of money. And, I mean, I wasn't going to raise it as my own anyways. I was going
to
leave.
A simple solution to a complicated problem. Just, you want this baby? Here, you take this baby.
Just take it.
Do I get free teeth? Here, I'll give you my baby for free teeth. I just want some more teeth.
How many teeth can you fix for this baby?
Don't worry, this baby is going to grow new teeth. You can have the teeth. Just, I'll trade you the teeth.
Yeah, you can take them as they fall out.
This is like a teeth loan that we're doing right now.
Sell
them
to the tooth fairy. I hear that dude fucking loves teeth.
He jizzes over baby teeth.
How much money did your parents do the tooth fairy when you were a kid?
It was like a dollar a tooth.
A dollar? Yeah, I think that's about what I got.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
If I ever
have a kid, I'm going to tell him about the tooth fairy, and then I'm just going to let him put the tooth under the pillow, and then nothing happened. He's going to wake up, the tooth is still going to be there.
I remember,
oh, I guess you were a bad kid, so you didn't get your tooth fairy money.
Was that your real
psychological
tooth? Make him second guess.
Or was that the dog's tooth that you pulled out with a wrench?
You the fuck.
That looks like a canine. That looks like a canine tooth.
I remember...
Your tooth isn't 3 inches long and sharp.
Do you recall when you realized that the Tooth Fairy was full of shit and was just your parents?
No, I was like, oh, not a big deal.
I remember...
Same with Santa.
I remember at a young age, I don't remember exactly when, but I remember losing a tooth. And, you know, the rumors were going around, they were running around the mill, that the Tooth Fairy may not be who they say they
right
are.
Right on the playground.
Yeah, right on the playground was, this Tooth Fairy might be a fraud. You know?
There's always the one fucked up kid who ruins it for everyone.
Yeah,
he's like, you know the Tooth Fairy and Santa aren't real.
His parents just, like, never told him about Santa, and were like, yeah, there's this thing called Santa that people, they, and like, then they go, like, in second grade, like, Santa's not real, and I ruined Christmas for you, because I'm a fuckhard. I said, fuckhard, that's not a real thing. What kind of word is that?
Fuckhard?
No, I'm a fuckhard.
Does that mean you're good? I don't know. Are you bad?
Is that a compliment? No, I remember, though, like, the rumors were circulating, and I myself was curious, so I was in an experiment on my own. I lost a tooth, didn't say a word. Didn't say a word. Put it under my pillow. Next day, woke up. Nothing. Tooth's still there.
What if there was money under there?
I would have fucking been a believer forever, man. I would have been a believer forever.
Like, holy shit, there might be some truth to this rumor.
Right, no, and I'm glad that I tried it, because had that happened, I'd have been, fuck. There's a real Tooth Fairy. But I didn't, and so then that morning, I was like, oh, Mom and Dad, lost a tooth. Yeehaw, put it under my pillow, man. Tooth Fairy will come. And lo and behold, Alex got a dollar right under his pillow the next morning.
A Sacagawea coin. It has some worth.
I fucking hate when people hand you Sacagawea coins.
Yeah.
Do you ever get that? It's like, am I a pirate? Do I look like I need gold?
Here's $4 and 1 Sacagawea coin for your $5 purchase. Like, fuck you. What am I supposed to do with this? They're just like,
why do you make gold dollars? What is the purpose of having a coin worth a dollar if you can just get a dollar bill?
I remember I was taking the tram in Houston or a bus. I put a $10 bill in to get a dollar ticket. It gave me 9 Sacagawea coins.
I would say, fuck you, sir. I would like $9.
I'm sorry if that seems racist. I don't... Sacagawea. Gold dollars is probably what I should say. Sacagawea coins probably isn't the proper term for the $1 U.S. coin.
That's exactly what it is. It's a Sacagawea coin, right?
I don't think Sacagawea is the proper pronunciation of that name.
Yeah, it was totally... I think it was Sacagawea.
Sacagawea coin. It seems a little derogatory. So tell me what Etsy's doing about the whole Redskins scandal, since we're on the Native American topic.
I guess, yeah. Well, that only... I didn't know if we were... We kind of got off on a tangent. We were talking about your streak. We were talking about Tooth Fairies.
Sacagawea coins.
Sacagawea Tooth Fairies. Why don't we get into our Not Cool segment? And, Etsy is... I got two Not Cools for us this week, I guess. And, Etsy is a website where I guess you can make things and then sell them online. I've never really used it, but I found this story. And
it sounds sketchy. Oh!
Ah, there we go. But apparently on the website Etsy, you can no longer sell Redskins items. As in
Washington
Redskins.
Yes.
Because apparently it's offensive. And now, that seems like, you know, you don't want people to be offended when they go on there to buy stuff. So, you know, take down that. The only problem is you can buy 456 items last time I checked that have swastikas on them. So, I mean...
Are they nice swastikas? Like, are they, like...
I don't know if you can...
Or is it, like,
a
little boy
nice
with, like...
is.
Or is it, like, a little boy with, like, thought cloud and there's a swastika in there?
And he's like, this is a great idea.
Like a bad Nazi keychain. Sell Nazi keychains on Etsy.
Dude, you want some Nazi keychains?
They're on discount because they're trying to get rid of them because it's a horrible mistake.
Nobody fucking wants them.
Well, there are a few people who probably want them.
Yeah, those are probably, yeah, Aryan Brotherhood members. I don't know if they get keys in jail, though, do they? Do they need keychains?
No, they're not allowed to have
keys. You can file it into a shiv, maybe.
Yeah, you just have a little shank of hate.
So I just... what I'm getting from Etsy is that it's more offensive.
It matches my forehead tattoo. That it's more, I need it.
Yeah, that, you know, making a football team that is named after what people say is a racial slur for Indians, that's wrong, but, like, trying to support people that want to just completely commit genocide on an entire race and
no, that, like, people, the same thing.
That's cool on Etsy.
I have no education to talk about this, I just realized.
So this is similar.
The Native Americans have been treated so horribly by the white man, and my ancestors. Actually, I'm part Native American, so it's all on you.
How do you feel? That's my white guilt, dude. I've got a ton of white guilt. We were just talking about it.
That's why you throw shit.
Yeah, I must.
I just feel bad because they had this whole, it's white guilt too, had this whole nation, and then people just came and took it from them and then just shoved them in the desert and killed most of them. So I understand where they're coming from, why they don't want it, but I think it's a money issue also. Like, they want money out of, like, the Redskins. Like, hey, we can make a quick buck. Let's make a big deal about this.
I mean, in all honesty, if you're that offended by a team name, to me, then don't watch their games. Don't buy their clothing. Don't buy their jerseys. You know, don't mention them. But, you know, Dan Snyder owns the team, and he still has the right to do it. They're trying to take away his copyright, but he's going to tie them up in court for years to come. So yeah, the Redskins are going to be around for a while.
What a rough start to the NFL season for Roger Goodell.
Yeah, no, like, seriously. But also, what a big fucking PR bullshit, like, start to the season as
well.
He's
really fucking shitting the bed right now.
We've got NFL football to talk about, but ESPN and all these fucking outlets only care about, let's talk about domestic violence and all this. It's like, I want to watch
Michael
the score.
Sam.
Show me the score. Yeah, gays, is he going to make a roster? I don't know. Well, he's an openly gay athlete. Let's celebrate that. This guy that won't ever play, but he was openly gay, so let's just only
he hasn't even made the NFL roster, and he's the number one talked about. Him and Johnny Manziel were the number...
He's on the practice squad for the Dallas Cowboys, who are the worst defense in football, and he didn't make that team. He didn't make the worst defense in football. Why the fuck do we care? I don't care if he's gay. Like, there's a ton of people that didn't make the Dallas Cowboys team. Why don't we talk about them, huh?
Exactly, and Johnny Manziel were the number one and two most talked about players. Like,
they played zero snaps week one.
When Michael Sam sacked Johnny Manziel, I think ESPN's nut bursted.
Twitter,
this
ESPN,
is the story of the year.
That's probably going to be like the number one moment from the year, I bet.
The ESPY Awards, the best one of the year. Johnny Manziel and Michael Sam were like, I don't understand why this is happening.
We're just putting so many titles on things, man. Like, why do we have to make such a big deal about everything? Oh, well, there's an openly gay player. Well, hey, dude, he's also a great player. Like, fucking, let's see if he can make a team. Why do we have to draw attention to the fact that he's gay? If we, like, drawing attention to that is going to get all the negative stories that follow it. Because you're going to have the idiot that's not into gays and that is super homophobic that's going to say some dumb remark, and then he's going to be on TV because he said some dumb remark. And then,
apologizing.
Yeah, and then he's going to make some fake bullshit apology that he didn't write, that somebody else wrote for him. And then, well, how dare he say that?
Because he doesn't care that he made the comment. He only cares about his job.
That's exactly it. That's why it's stupid when all these people come out and apologize.
I want an apology. Does it make you feel better? Like, it serves him right. He has to apologize.
Like Donald Sterling, yeah, he was really sorry. He was really sorry.
That fool does not give a shit.
He gives zero shits, and he made billions of dollars selling the team.
And he's pissed about it. It wasn't like about selling. He was like, he wanted to control shit.
Like a slave owner?
Oh, my God.
Donald Sterling was racist as fuck, but a lot of old-ass white dudes are really racist.
They're from a different time. They grew up when shit was, like, segregation was still happening. Not condoning that what he said was right.
The
guy is a piece of shit. The guy is a piece of shit. But it's also that the invasion of privacy.
Yeah, see, it's not like he had a press conference to be like, I hate black people. Haha. Just letting you know. Thanks, you guys. Have a nice day. Like, he didn't do that. Somebody recorded him illegally which is, I don't think that would even hold up in court normally. If you were supposed to be doing like something real that they were trying to prove, he said, I don't know, it might, I'm not a lawyer, so that's another thing we shouldn't talk about. But it was not with his consent. It wasn't like he was openly just saying that shit.
He's like, yeah, record this shit where I'm going to ruin my whole career. I'm going to tarnish everything I've accomplished with this one sentence.
And then you got another NBA owner now, the Hawks guy, just tattles on himself. And comes out and says that, so now he's going to give up the team. I think he just didn't want to own the team anymore, honestly. He probably was like, fuck this.
How do I get out of this contract?
He was complaining about blacks, and he owns a basketball team in Atlanta. Like, come on, bro.
What are you in this business for?
you didn't think any black people were going to come to the games when you play in Atlanta?
Obviously not for the championships.
Yeah, because the Hawks have been shitty as fuck. So yeah, I guess that Etsy and all of that is my not cool. That's the first one. And then there's another one that's a not cool, and I felt like needed to be brought up, and that is I don't know the man's name because I didn't do enough research that I should have. But this guy in Dundian, Florida, there's a 12-year-old who's selling some lemonade. He's got a lemonade stand because he wants to make enough money to buy an iPod. So this kid,
buy his iPod anymore. It's shame on the kid.
Shame on the kid. But this kid's just—he's at a young age trying to work hard, which is what most people should be doing. That a lot of people aren't right now. He's working hard, going out there trying to earn a buck. You know, he's putting forth some effort. This dude,
a quarter at a time.
This dude goes to the Board of Health. If I can get his lemonade stand shut down because he said it's hurting the property value on his home. The kid was selling it out of his yard.
I can understand if it was like someone our age doing it, but as a kid.
Yeah, if it was a 26-year-old selling lemonade, yeah, should get shut down.
He had an idea. He had a goal. He fucking, you know, he had a plan of how he's going to reach that goal. And he put it to the fucking test, and some guy's like, I'm bored. What asshole thing can I do today?
Yeah, you know this guy probably like is he must be an old man.
Who just looks out of his blinds and complains about shit.
This kid. People are buying lemonade from him. They're getting so refreshed.
Is he a pirate too?
Yes, he is a pirate. Because they have tons of pirates in Dundian, Florida.
Dundian?
Dundian. That's the name I know. I know the name. It's around Tampa. Because the Tampa Times was who reported this story. But this guy, apparently the kid doesn't have a health code or a health.
Of course not.
Whatever it is. He's like, yeah, dude, he's selling lemonade. Like, how sanitary are lemonade stands, dude?
No one's buying that lemonade like this is going to be the best lemonade. Everyone knows it's that Country Time shit.
It's a kid that they're just supporting. And like, here you go. Good
Here's
job.
A dollar.
Thanks for having a little work ethic at this age and going out there and, you know, trying to make
yourself making your dreams fucking come true.
Yeah, he working hard for something. Go buy him the iPod. He was like, Mom, buy me an iPod. He's like, I'll go earn the money for it. And this asshole probably also hates Christmas. Like, I don't even want to know what he wants to do to the Salvation Army people around Christmas that are ringing bells. I bet he just fucking tumps out their little
That bell's canister. Not up to that. That bell's producing too many decibels.
That is just hurting my ears. Shut it down. Shut it down.
He's the guy that just gets in the car at Walmart and just drives around and finds shit to complain about.
Seriously, he's the guy that, like, the day after Halloween calls the Homeowners Association and reports you for not getting rid of your pumpkin. It's like, it's unsightly.
I hope everyone dumps their pumpkins on his yard.
Or just shit and throw it. Like, egg his house, man.
Maybe they'll shit in a pumpkin and set it on fire.
Shit in a doggy bag?
Why is that not a more popular thing?
It's festive around the holiday season.
Shitting in a pumpkin and then lighting on fire and throwing it.
I mean, I guess if you found... you have to let the whole pumpkin on fire. If you lit the whole pumpkin on fire, I wouldn't pick it up and throw it. But if I just saw a small fire in there, I wouldn't want to find out what like stomping it was like. I'd just grab it and throw the pumpkin. But I don't know. I don't know, man. So yeah, that is this week's... Not cool, bro. Why don't we move on to our other segment? Let's go with answers here, buddy. You ready for that?
I'm ready.
This is I felt like this was topical, and you know, you may not agree with this necessarily, but that's why these people ask us these questions, and we can tell them our opinion. Matt Horley writes us, and he says, "Is it okay to hit a woman if that woman is Nancy Grace?"
It's never okay to hit a woman.
But could you, I mean, like, honestly, are you even be able to tell if Nancy Grace got hit in the face? Just make sure you don't do it in an elevator, and Nancy Grace is the only woman that's okay to hit.
Jesus, I'm not saying anything on that one.
We don't condone hitting women on Pass the Gravy. But if Nancy Grace were to accidentally, like, say I was mad at you, Curtis, and Nancy Grace was just behind you somehow, and I was like, "Dude, Kurt, I hate you," and I swung at you, and you dodged it, and Nancy Grace just, like, didn't know, she's oblivious to the confrontation at hand. And, yeah. You know, I swing, and you duck, and you use your cat-like
reflexes. That's what you call an accident.
So then would it be okay that I hit her, then?
It wouldn't be okay, but it wouldn't be... I was trying to hit this guy, and then he ducked, and I accidentally hit her.
All right.
Accident.
Okay. If there was a woman to be hit,
accidents happen.
So, maybe you can't hit Ronda. You can't hit her. You're like, Ronda Rousey gets to hit any female you tell her to. Who would you pick?
I'm not gonna say.
You've got to answer.
I do not.
It's female on female violence. It's nothing wrong with it. Ronda Rousey's always hitting people.
For money.
Well, okay, so whoever gets hit gets $1 million, huh? Then it's like a prize and a punishment.
I don't know. I don't want to make a comment on that.
I would say Nancy Grace could be that person.
That is Alex Milton's view on hitting women.
Nancy Grace is a fear-mongerer that just instills
that is solely Alex Milton's view.
Fear into the minds of people. And she's bad at her job, and I hate her. And she looks like a bulldog, and I...
Alex Middleton making stupid. Domestic violence okay.
No, I said if Ronda Rousey could do it. I made the question make sense and not be offensive.
Next question.
Victoria Culver, I bet she would hit Nancy Grace.
Is that the next question?
Yes, Victoria Culver says, if a tomato is considered a fruit, should ketchup be considered a smoothie?
No.
She's got a point there. Astute observation, Vicky.
What about jelly? Is jelly considered a smoothie?
Can anything be a smoothie if you drink it?
No, it's just, I mean, you could turn tomato, or you could turn ketchup into soup.
What all else is in ketchup?
Sugar, water.
So that sounds, yeah, that's like ingredients to a smoothie.
You know, you stir up a little bit. I don't know. You have to get the consistency right, because if you shake it, it gets kind of blotchy, kind of sticks together. Like,
but if you like a thick smoothie, flakes. Like a ketchup, though.
Just drinking ketchup through a straw. That actually sounds horrifying.
Are you a ketchup guy?
I am. I smother.
You a tomato guy?
Yes. So I can just eat tomatoes.
You had to pick one, though. I'd pick tomatoes over ketchup.
Yes. I don't know. I like french fries, but I don't eat french fries that much. I probably enjoy a nice tomato on a sandwich or in a salad than ketchup.
I've never been I was never a huge ketchup fan, and then I discovered Whataburger ketchup. And Whataburger ketchup is...
The spicy ketchup.
Ketchup is also good, but their regular ketchup is just like... It's better than ketchup.
Ketchup. Whataburger's doing it right. Everyone needs
and now they can pints. Sell it. You can go to HEB and you can buy Whataburger ketchup.
I bet Whataburger's like, holy shit, we didn't even know we could do this. Let's get out of the burger.
Holy shit, we're making a ton of money now.
Let's slowly get into the ketchup game.
Yeah, they don't even need to sell burgers now. Just sell ketchup.
Yeah.
So you don't think it could be a smoothie?
No. Not a smoothie I would drink.
I think... doesn't mean you have to drink it. It means it...
They have tomato juice...
Yeah,
fuck, I don't know. That's a fucking good question.
That might be the best, like, most mentally challenging question we've had.
I'm stumped, because all the ingredients are there, but at the same time, it'd be disgusting.
Well, we didn't say it'd be good.
Yeah, yeah, give me a high in 57 on ice. No, said no one ever.
On the rocks. I'd say it could be a smoothie, and I'd say if you drink jelly, you could have jelly be considered a smoothie as well. So we're going to disagree on this one then.
Yes.
All right, Scott Heatley with our final question for this segment. Fighting fire with fire. Horrible advice?
Absolutely not. You get into little petty revenge fights.
Now, what if he's talking literal fire? Because if it's literal fire...
What if it's a Roman candle war?
Like it just happened outside of your house?
Yes, fire versus fire.
Just fighting fire, putting out a fire. Trying to put out a fire. If you're like, well, let's just light a match and throw it down there, put it out. Fight fire with fire. Like that, dude, you're just going to make a bigger fire. You know? Maybe not the best.
But then if you pour water on it, you're just going to make a smoldering mess.
Well, it didn't say to fight it with fire and water. It said fight fire with fire.
Then what else? What's the alternative? Fighting fire with sand.
Sand puts out fire, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And blankets.
Yeah, those fire blankets do.
Yeah. And then rolling on the ground.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Yes.
Have you ever been... What is the closest...
No, I've never been lit on fire.
No, not lit on fire. Have you ever lit a fart on fire, though?
No. Because I saw a friend do it once, and it burned his butthole so bad. So
have you ever been in, like, a place that caught on fire?
No.
I've never been in a place that, like, was going up. But when I was a sophomore in college, we used to hang out outside of my apartment. And I remember one time this door...
Smoke.
We
the
just
weed?
We just hang out and drink and get belligerently drunk and be idiots. But I believe we
start
were making
start fires.
Yeah, pretty much. We'd start fires. That's how it gets into it. I'm introing
this. Vicious circle. All right, go for it.
No, I believe we were actually building a beer pong table, and we were just hanging out outside, and we just hear this girl screaming, and we see this door open, or we see the door down the hall open, and I just see yellow. Like, it's just light. And I was like, what the fuck is that? And this dude ran outside. It was like, we need a fire extinguisher. And they had a fire extinguisher in there, but I guess they didn't want to go get it. And so they had the ones outside. And they got that, and they put it out. And she was trying to fry up some chicken. And it was a grease fire. And so she had, like, a legit grease fire in a small-ass apartment. And fucking, it was bad, dude. Like, their whole stove was just burned. So she probably was out of stove when she moved out, just because she didn't pay attention. What are you laughing about?
I'll tell you after this.
Are you laughing because I said she was frying up chicken? Because she was literally frying up chicken.
No, because the guy's voice that he did said, "We need a fire extinguisher."
Okay, they were black. They were black. That's exactly what he sounded like. I'm not being racist at all. This is a fact. This happened.
Oh my god.
I don't think that's racist at all. They were really cooking chicken. She was really frying chicken. I'm not lying. I'm not fabricating this. I have friends that can back me up.
Yeah, you have a black friend too, right?
I got tons of black friends. And a black president.
Oh my god. Stop it.
A fun little thing to do that at one of my jobs, when the guys will always drop the N-word, just be like, "Hey, whoa! My president's black. That's offensive." And when you say that to black people, it kind of throws them off. Like, what's this white boy saying? Whoa. Whoa, telling me to watch the N-word? And like, hey, man, hey. Dude, just chill. I don't know if Barack would like that.
Oh my god.
Well, this one's our racial hour.
It's funny because I found it funny because you didn't mention they were black, but everything you were saying was
you thought they were black before I even said anything.
I did not. When
and
you did the guy's
that's
voice
your
and
racist
said,
mind at work.
Said they're frying chicken.
It was a grease fire from that was exactly what it was. I'm just going to shut up. I feel like I don't have to defend myself because I didn't do anything wrong. And you're trying to make me feel guilty. And it's not working. but it was kind of working, and I'm talking myself out of it.
That's the funniest shit I've ever heard.
Dude, you don't want me to get pissed off, or else I'll break shit.
Oh my god, alright, I'm back.
I don't really know if we got anything else. Like, you pretty much derailed that now.
I got nothing else. My mind is jello right now.
Are we going to end it on that?
Yeah.
You don't have anything stronger to end on then, huh?
No.
Well, if you want to give us a follow on Twitter, you can follow the podcast at Pass the Gravy Pod. You can follow me at 790 Alex Sim. Curtis is at Curtis Chavin. And if you want to shoot us some emails with your answers questions, you can email us at passthegravypod@gmail.com or alex@passthegravypod.com or curtis@passthegravypod.com. We both have emails now. And make sure to listen to all of the podcasts at www.passthegravypod.com. Curtis, you're sick. You're sick.
I'm sorry.
All right, well, Curtis is...
I've never laughed as hard in my life.
Curtis is losing his mind, so we will sign off with him. Pass the gravy, bitches.
Pass the gravy.
President is black, my Lambo's blue, and I be goddamn if my rims ain't true. Since mama ain't at home, dad's still in jail, trying to make a play. Anybody seen the scale? My president is black, my Lambo's blue, and I be goddamn if my rims ain't true. My money's like green, and my joints like gray. And they love to cheat white. Now how much you try to pay? Today was a good day. Hope I had me a great night. I don't know what you're fishing for. Get your great white. Me, I see great white. Heaviest killer whale. I cannot believe this. Who knew it came in bail? Who knew it came in jail? Who knew it came in prison? Just cause you got opinions that make you a politician. Bush robbed all us. Would that make him a criminal? And then he cheated in Florida. Would that make him a Seminole? I say and I quote, we need a miracle. And I say a miracle, cause this shit is hysterical. By my nephews and nieces, I will email Jesus. Tell them forward to Moses and CCI. Mr. Soul Survivor, does that make me a convict? Be all you can be, now don't that sound like some dumb shit? When you die of a crude oil that's black as my nigga Boo, it's really a death storm, that's word to my nigga Clue. Catch me in Las Vegas, AR Arizona. Rep for them real niggas, I'm winning in California. Winning in Tennessee, hands down Atlanta. Landslide Alabama, on my way to Savannah. Black, my Lambo's blue. I mean, goddamn if my rims ain't true. Since mama ain't at home, I'm dead in jail. Try to make a play. Anybody seen the scale? My president is black, my Lambo's blue. And I mean, goddamn if my rims ain't true. My money's like green and my joints like gray. And they love to cheat white. I said I woke up this morning, headache this big. Pay all these damn bills, feed all these damn kids. Buy all these school shoes, buy all these school clothes. For some strange reason, my son addicted to polos. Love me some spinach dip, I'm addicted to Houston. And if the numbers is right, I take a trip out to Houston. An earthquake out in China, hurricane in New Orleans. Street dreams tour, I show my ass in New Orleans. Did it for Soulja Slim, brought out BG. It's all love, but I'm forgiving you, Pimp C. You know how to pimp me. That nigga gon' speak his mind. If he can speak down from heaven, he tell me stay on my grind. Tell him I'm doing fine, a bummer for mankind. When we ready for damn change, so y'all let the man shine. Stunting on Martin Luther, feeling just like a king. Guess this is what he meant when he said that he my had a dream. My president is black, my Lambo's blue. I be goddamn if my rims ain't true. Since mama ain't at home, dad's still in jail. Try to make a play. Anybody seen the scale? My president is black, my Lambo's blue. And I be goddamn if my rims ain't true. My money's like green and my Jordan's like gray. And they love to cheat white. Now how much you try to pay?
History, black history, no president ever did shit for me. Had to hit the streets, had to flip some keys so a nigga won't go broke. Then they put us in jail, now nigga can't go vote. So I spend dough on these hoes and stripping. She
ain't a politician, honey's a politician. My president is black, rose gold with charms, 22-inch rims like Hulk Hogan's arms. When thousands of peoples is riled up to see you, that could arouse your ego. We got mouths to feed, so gotta stay true to who you are and where you came from. Cause at the top will be the same place you hang from. No matter how big you could ever be, for whatever fee or publicity, never lose your integrity. For years there's been some prize horses in the stable, just two albums in, I'm the realest nigga on this label. Mr. Black President, yo, Obama for real, they gotta put your face on a $5,000
bill. My president is black, my Lambo's blue, and I be goddamn it, mama ain't at home, dad's still in jail, trying to make a play. Anybody seen the scale? My president is black, my Lambo's blue, and I be goddamn it, my rims ain't blue. My money's like green and my Jordan's like gray,
and they love to cheat white.
Now how much you trying to pay?
I'm a scale. I'm sitting there right now, man. I'm a champ. June 3rd. Yeah. 2:08 a.m. Nigga, I won't say win, lose, or draw, man. We congratulate y'all already, homie. See, I motivate the thugs, right? You motivate us, homie. That's what it is. It's a hands-on policy. Y'all touching me ride, nigga. Yeah. First black president. Win, lose, or draw, nigga.